Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands.
I need a
Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself.
Well, good morning, good afternoon. Greetings from Alpha Health and Nutrition RX. As you can see, I'm not Minister Sarette Sands. My name is Lenice Allen, and I will be guest hosting with Health by Design today. And we have a couple of wonderful, we have a special guest today. Minister Michael Hines will be speaking with us with Perfecting Health in the Millennium, and he will be discussing nutrition today. So if you have any questions for nutrition and how you can have a healthier lifestyle, he will be discussing with us, bringing the word as well. And so if you have any questions and would like to speak, you know, just like a brief comment, you can call us at 718-508-9457. That's 718-508-9457. And also, Minister Sands leaves me with an announcement to make. There is a Harvest Times Travailing Women's and Men's Leadership Conference taking place on September 11th and 12th in Avon Park, Florida. And Minister Sands will be a guest speaker there. And so if you would like to join her, the conference deadline to register is August 31st. And for more information, you can call Reverend Barbara Robinson at 863-458-0703 or 561-767-1778. And I believe we have Minister Hines joining with us today.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, you on the line?
No, this is Minister Hines speaking.
Yes, Minister Hines, thank you for joining us for our radio program today. How are you?
I am fine, thanks.
Oh, that is good. That is good. So I understand that you will be talking with us about nutrition. So if you would please give our listening audience just an introduction of yourself and give an introduction of yourself, please.
Okay.
For those who may not know.
Yes, my name is Michael Hines. I'm a minister of the gospel, but I have been a personal trainer for more than 22 years, along with nutritional program writing. And also, I look at it from a standpoint from the biblical aspect, where in the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about a dietary law that we ought to follow. And also from the book of Genesis, when God had created man and placed man into the garden, and gave man rulership and dominion over everything, and he also commanded man what to eat in the garden, not just not to eat of the tree of good and evil, but also he gave him a formula that which we are to partake of as well as we are today. being that some of the products today are such a high in sugar and high in saturated fat, as well as excessive amount of preservative. So as I continue to speak, we will look at all of those perspectives as it a whole and how it affects us, especially as believers, that we have become pretty much like the world, eating habits.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And once again, if you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments, if you would like to join us on the program today, you can call our guest line at 718-508-9457. That's 718-508-9457. So, Minister Hines, I will believe that you can speak in for the next 10 minutes, and at 12:15 we will take a break. So,
okay.
I will allow you to move forward with your lesson today.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to take mm-hmm. from the book of Genesis, where God had implored man that he may eat of the fruits of the garden. One of the things, fruits is very low in sugar, but it's what they call simple sugar. It is easily digest in your system, and it gives you a quick energy. It also helps in your glucose level, to keep your glucose level balanced, as well as your insulin, which is produced through the kidney and the liver. So you want to make sure those factors are balanced. The simple sugar has a way of breaking down into the body very fast because we burn it more just by even thinking or moving around. Those sugars get broke down real quick into energy that the body can use. The other processed sugar does not get break down that fast. And in return, what it do, it turn into fat and it store. Because the body does not burn fat, it just continue to build up on us because of the sugar level that we are consuming. Some of the products are sodas, canned products, a lot of the muffins, the dietary breads and those stuff, and the sweets, those are what you call processed sugar. They really don't get mm-hmm. breakdown that often, versus if we begin to eat like how we was taught to eat initially from the beginning, is to have more grains in our diet, whole grains, wheat, peanuts, fruits. Mm-hmm. You can never go wrong with having fruits. Even when you have a crave, it is good to eat fruits. When we was younger, our parents would give us a lot of fruits as kids, and it would have been healthier. Right. Today, all we give our kids is those processed sugars, the Twinkies, mm-hmm. the gummy bears, the snack packs and everything else. They say that in nutrition, but if you ever stop to look at the label, you will see that there is a high concentrate of processed sugar. Thus, that's why obesity level is such a high. And also, for these things to have such a high shelf life, you have to put preservative in the product versus fruits. After a couple of days, it goes bad. You got to throw it away. So you gather, the Bible said you got to gather grains for the time that you need it. So when you want to eat, they would go out and naturally go gather food for that day. It's like with a one serving. We're not as mobile as we were in years ago. We don't walk as much. We don't visit neighbors as much to distant land. Everything is driving our public transportation, where now you're eating all of these processed stuff, but you're not being mobile. You have to be mobile consistently in order to burn up what the body's taking in. Rules of thumb, you take in twice as much for what you want to maintain. As a nutrition law, to gain 1 pound of like body weight, it requires over 3,000 calories. Your body's going to use up half of those calories just by natural thinking and just the general activities that you do. The same thing, if you say you are, say, 140 pounds young lady, you need like 40 grams of protein and about 2,100 calories a day to maintain that weight there. And that's, you don't have to be excessive to count the calories, but you got to be conscious of what you're putting in your mouth and what time you eat, has also an effect on the body. Then the body is normally pretty much energized from, say, from the time you wake till about like 12, 1 o'clock. If you notice, most of the time after 1 o'clock, there's like a drowsiness start to come over the body because the body starts to go back down into a natural order. God has said, just like how the sun rises and it has its cool and its hottest and then it has its cool point. The body functions the same way too because it's a natural order set by God of how the body is supposed to work. So you want to consume basically your largest meal as early as possible throughout the day. And then throughout the, as the day progresses, you want smaller portion of meal because your body begins to go into a more like a dormant state. So if you're not feeding the body, many ladies figure if they don't eat, they don't gain weight, which is the wrong concept. You have to continue to put something into the body in order for the metabolism to continue to work in an accurate rate. When you don't do this, the body goes in the opposite. It slows down your metabolism, and then it starts to tell the body you need to store fat because something is wrong, and it's a protective layer. The storing the fat protects the vital organs. And that's the, something on a different level that the body automatically do. So you want to eat, but you got to be conscious of how much portion of food that you're really eating and what type of food that you're eating. So simple sugars, grains, fruits, nuts, those stuff you can always consume at any given time because the body does not store protein. Protein is what the body doesn't use, it extracts the rest. When it comes down to sugar, too much sugar, and the body, it can't break it down fast enough, and it becomes fat, and then it becomes, and it's stored. So you kind of want to watch your sugar intake. I know the question probably asks, well, so what about salt? That's the same thing, too. Your body has a natural, what they call balance of sodium intake. If you put too much, like all salt, it absorbs water. So your body take on more water. If you put less salt, the body does not retain a whole lot of water because by the body retaining water, it uses it to cool the body down when you get excessively hot. You start to perspire. That's why if you ever taste your perspiration, it is salty. So that is something you also got to be conscious of is your salt intake that you can consume on a regular basis. I don't really have a formula of how much that you should use, but most of the products today, they all have salt inside of them. If you ever read the packet, they call sodium. Some of them is more high than others. I think it's like 2% that you really need to be monitoring to get into your daily nutrition as well. If you use natural season, the season itself, they have its own flavor in it, so you don't really need to consume that much salt. Now, going back to the protein, I know the thing is like, what can I eat as a protein supplement? There is actually eggs are good. The one thing that, and it's not the whole egg itself. If you can minimize not having so much of the yellow or the egg yolk and consume more of the white, because one thing the egg white does is increase the metabolism to start to work even that much more. That's the joy about eggs. You don't want to buy the processed egg. If you can buy the whole egg or the brown egg or egg white that's already in a packet, it is pretty good to consume that more so than the yellow because the yellow does two things. It increases your cholesterol. And by increasing your cholesterol too much, you start to block your organs so blood cannot flow. If blood cannot flow, then you have start to have all kind of pulmonary issues, blood vessels, heart attacks, headaches. You walk around with chronic headaches because the blood cannot flow from the head to the brain and back out to the body normally. The other thing as protein is fish is an excellent source of protein. Fish is very high in protein, but it doesn't really, as it says, it digests very easily into the system. So you can consume plenty of fish. There's tuna fish, kingfish, all type of snapper, salmon, those are excellent to do. Vegetables are always a plus. You can consume any vegetables. Beets is actually an excellent source of a supplement for the heart. You have grapes. It's best if you can consume grapes with the seed because of the natural oil that it has, and it also helps with the digestive system. Another one that's real good also is sunflower seed. It's excellent for most of you ladies who's trying to, say, grow your hair and have a natural body and shine to it. Another vegetable that is as good as asparagus. It helps to clean the colon. Any type of bran, like whole wheat rice, whole grains. These things are really good for the digestive system. It keeps you at a, it keeps the bowel moving consistency. Rules of thumb, every meal that you should eat, you should be able to go to the bathroom. If you're not going to the bathroom at least 2 to 3 times a day, that means your digestive system is way off, and it messes with your colon, it messes with your body odor, it messes with your reproductive system, both male and female. So these are rules of thumb. If you're not getting the proper nutrients in the body itself begins to react the opposite way. Tomato products is excellent, especially for male. With the natural acid that the tomato have inside of it, it's excellent for males that have a prostate issue because we're not the same thing too. The body needs to function as a whole. Every meal, you should be able to go to the bathroom. A good source of way of monitoring that is with every meal, it is good to have a salad. You don't put the blue cheese dressing on it. You don't put all the dressing in it. If you can consume it as is, it's real good. But if you have to put a dressing in it, natural dressing such as vinaigrette, any vinaigrette is real good because vinegar helps neutralize the digestive process with the acid that when you eat it, once you begin to eat, the acid in your stomach begins to rise. This is a natural cause for some people who have strong acid reflux. They chew a lot of gum. They eat a lot of sweets. So the body, anytime you begin to chew, the acid, the natural process of the body raises the acid in your stomach. And if you're not putting food in to consume, it begins to eat away on the lining of your throat, the walls of your stomach, your intestines. And these are why some of these people are having these issues, both ministerial. Yes, we can pray for healing, but at the same time, the Bible gives us wisdom and understanding that we must know these things. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons I personally don't chew gum when I found out that information was there. And you get very hungry, and it starts to mess with your mouth, your cavity. You start to get bad breath and all of these things because you're going through a natural process, but you're not putting nothing into the body for the process to work. Another great source is, yes, I think I've exceeded my 15 minutes.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Well, we are going to take one quick announcement, and then we will come back to the program. And if anyone has any questions, you can certainly dial in at 718-508-9457. That's 718-508-9457. We'll take one quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
All right, well, we are back with Minister Michael Hines, and he is talking about perfecting health in the millennium, focusing on nutrition today. So I do see that we have a caller on the line as well. I will try to bring her on and see if she has any questions. Hello, caller, are you on the line?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the line. I'm not a she, though. I'm just teasing. I was just listening in. I didn't have any questions thus far.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Thank you. If I do have a question, though, I'll buzz in. All right. Peace.
All right.
Thank you. All right, Minister Hines, you can continue your discussion. And I do have one question. So what are some resources that people can use if they want to better their health and better their nutrition? Are there any resources that they can use directly?
Yes, there is plenty of information out there to help each and every one out. But the unique thing about health, it is a lifestyle. And when I say lifestyle, you don't go on a diet because you go to your doctor and your doctor automatically tells you, okay, your cholesterol is off, your blood pressure is high, your stress level is this, and your health is failing you and you got X amount of time to live and everything else. Because each and every one of us have that opportunity and the information is out there via the internet that we are today. You can Google everything in it. But it boils down to the fact that each and every one has the responsibility to take care of his or her own self. You know, but as I said, as nationality-wise, people of culture, we like to eat certain food that after a while, when we was young, all of our system was great and it functioned well. But as we get older, the body changes. And as the body changes, we have to have enough sense to be able to adapt to the changes of our body that this food doesn't mess with us anymore. Perfect example, milk. When we was younger, you was able to consume a lot of milk. Now that we're old, all of a sudden, you wake up one morning, you drink the same milk, your stomach starts to gurgle, you start to have real bad bowel movement, you find out that you're lactose intolerant. This is the adaptation that the body lets you know that, okay, you can no longer have that. So now you have to find a substitute that gives you the same source of nutrition as pertains to milk. They have lactose tablet you can take and drink the milk. They have lactose intolerant milk. Then they have other milk, rice milk, soy milk, bean milk. These milk are all the same. But through the media, we have gravitated to only one source of milk. That's all we see on TV. But many people from the island know that they would drink milk differently without the chemicals that they have added to all of these products for shelf life that our body is now rejecting the chemicals. So we can no longer have those sources. You have the library that you can go to, or many times you go to a doctor's office, there's so much little pamphlet that sits there. 99% of the factors and all the disease is the product in which we truly consume. Just off the topic, everyone is born with what they call benign or ligament cancer. Why the cancer develops is based on our lifestyle, what we put into our body, because certain products will trigger that cancer to grow. It is due to our own action that these things are happening. And this is why in the beginning process, God told us what to eat. If we eat of the earth and drink the herb of the earth, it does stuff to our body, even though we don't act upon it. One of the things that me being from the island of Jamaica, we have this product that they call Suracy. Now, Suracy is excessively bitter. Nothing can sweeten it. But one of the things Suracy is good for the body is it acts as a blood cleanser. If you drink a cup of tea of it every now and then, what it does, anything bitter has a tendency to clean the red blood cells to make them stronger so your immune system can be better. Like everything else, if you overdo it, it does the opposite effect and weaken it. Everything according to the Bible must be done in moderation. There's plenty of herbs out there that we can also take back to the digestive system, which is so important. A good liver, a good intestine, large and small, has the wonders on the body and all your energy level is. There's a lot of product out there that they have science is good, that they put certain bacteria in that works well with the body, because when you do a cleanse, it get rid of a lot of stuff, but you got to put it back because the food in which we're consuming is not a natural, but they do have natural herbs out there that is good for a colon cleanser. Most of them start with the word Sena, S-A-N-A. Once you get it into your system, it opens up your bowels to move freely. And so much product that we have inside of us, it needs to be get out in order to put it in. Kind of pretty much like the same scenario that the word is, you cannot put new wine into old wineskin. You got to flush your system, get rid of all the toxins, and then start a natural nutrition process of eating every morning, regular sleep, regular rest, regular exercise, which we should be doing anyway. People walk for exercise, and I laugh at it, which is a natural thing. But we just get so complex, and the simplicity of life we take for granted.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for all the information. And so if anyone has any other questions, how can they reach you?
You can reach me at Hinds, H-I-N-D-S-M, as in Mary, 72, at gmail.com.
Okay. And I see that we have just a couple of minutes left before the broadcast is up. So do you have any final words for our listeners out there?
Yes. The time is changing, so we have to change it with the time. We say we love God and we love the things of God. So we have to learn how to adapt to the principles of God. The principles of God are actually in the five first books of the Bible. They said the Old Testament has done away with, but how can you know the new if you don't know the old? There's a lot of factors that's in the old that would teach us how to adapt to the newness of this world that we live into. There's a way that we eat. There's a way inside there how we function with people. There's a way inside there how we represent ourselves towards God. It is always good to know the fundamental processes of life, which help us to get a better understanding. The word of God said, in all thy getting, get understanding. No matter what you do, it's good to employ a lot of questions. If you're not certain, there's no shame in asking questions. This is why when we go to the doctor, he's there to answer those questions. And if you don't feel satisfied with the answer that they give you, you're able to seek another physician or let them give you another referral to go and get the answers in which you need that suffice to your situation.
All right. Well, thank you very much once again, and thank you for joining us and being our guest host, Minister Michael. And
well,
once again,
you.
You've been listening to, thank you. And once again, you've been listening to Health by Design radio broadcast with Minister Sorette Sands. I'm Lanice, and I am guest hosting today. And if you have any further questions or you would like to know more about Health by Design radio program, you can visit our website at www.alphahealthrx.com. You can also listen to blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. You can listen to this episode and other previous episodes that are available. And once again, I would want to remind you that you can join Minister Sands for our Harvest Times Trailing Women's and Men's Leadership Conference on September 11th through the 12th, and the deadline to register for that is August 31st, 2015. You can also check out the Facebook and Twitter pages as well. So once again, we thank you for joining us. Thank you, Minister Hinds, once again, and we will see you and tune in next week.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sorette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.